Good afternoon to you, the family and friends of NIDA, and we can say a good afternoon, even though we are here gathered together from a human point of view, not under the best of circumstances. However, from God's point of view and eternity, we are in the right place to celebrate the victory that God, through Jesus Christ, has given to your mom and our friend, to NIDA. And so we celebrate that victory here today. I invite you to the service bulletin that's been prepared for this victory service. We begin with the invocation as found on page 2. And so we begin this Christian victory service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Steve, would you bring a few bulletins up for the family, please? Thank you. Thank you. We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for NIDA, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought her to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word, and lead us through this earthly life, until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen.
Invited now to join
in the hymn for all the saints. We turn our attention to these words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Words of this hymn are borne out in the following words of resurrection comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God.
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
When Christ, who is our life, appears, we will be before the throne of God
and serve him day and night in his temple.
Never again will we hunger.
Never again will we thirst.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water.
And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Let us pray.
God of all grace, you sent your Son Jesus to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 145, reminding us of the fact that the Lord God is faithful and compassionate. He proved this throughout Nita's life here on earth and even in her death. And thus that moved her to give praise to her Lord throughout her earthly life. We hear these words. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Another reading from Holy Scripture, this one from Romans 5, reminding us that the trials that we endure here on this earth are not without purpose. Nita endured trials of various kinds. And the purpose of those trials ultimately is to strengthen our relationship with our Lord and to keep us on the path which leads to our eternal home. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that our suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
At this time,
we'll hear an obituary written about Nita's life.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. I know that my grandmother would have appreciated seeing you all here today. And I know something of what this church community meant to her, and it was a lot. I'm going to read a few words that our family put together. Nita Louise Ross, 84, passed away peacefully August 7th, 2022 at her home of her daughter in Post Falls, Idaho. Nita was born Nita Louise McCartney on September 18, 1937, in Los Angeles, California, to Leo and Elvira McCartney. Her family moved to San Francisco at the beginning of World War II and then moved to Richmond, California during the war, where her father worked in the shipyards. Following the war, she moved to West Sacramento, where she spent her formative years and serendipitously lived next door to her future husband, Gene Duncan. Nita attended Sacramento High School until her junior year and finished her educational pursuits at James Marshall High School with its first graduating class in 1955. In the winter of 1957, Nita was married to Gene Duncan at St. John's Lutheran Church in downtown Sacramento. A year later, her first child, Patricia, was born, and 3 years later, their second child, Timothy, was born. The new family eventually settled into residence in West Sacramento. Nita maintained secretarial positions in the agricultural industry throughout Tim and Patty's childhood and early adulthood. Travel led to an important role in Nita's life. She often took long trips abroad throughout Europe, notably with her first trip to England and Scotland with her good friend Bonnie Moyer, and she spoke of it often. After a divorce in 1957, Nita met her second husband, Floyd Ross, with whom she spent the next 29 years. Though Floyd preceded her in the winter of 2018, they were together for many years and enjoyed spending time with their grandchildren, traveling with one another, and maintaining their home and bountiful garden. Nita is survived by her children, Patricia Matranga, and her husband, Steve Timothy, and his wife, Robin Duncan, four grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, and her many friends. Nita will be remembered for her delicious pies, cakes, and baking ability, her active participation in her church and her family life. I wanted to say further that she was a big part of my life. As most of you know, we were close. I cherish the times when I was young, playing in her pool and garden, and the many 4th of Julys and Christmases and Thanksgivings we spent playing poker with our grandfather and Jessica and I. Later, as I got older, our holidays became more frequently at my house. I feel very fortunate that she had a loving relationship with my husband Zach and his family, and being a part of our Thanksgivings and dinners, you know, with my new family, which were so like the ones I was when I was little. I just wanted to say that thank you, Grandma, for everything, and I love you, and you will be missed.
Filled with love and countless memories. Grandma Nita is a part of that special spot in my heart. She taught me how to bake pies, lemon meringue, was and still is my favorite. She also taught me how to prune roses and how to arrange flowers because she always had a fresh vase of flowers on her kitchen table. Although I don't have those skills anymore, I don't think, because I only have fake plants. We would also go on many girls' trips to San Francisco and stay at the Marine Memorial Hotel. After that, we would head down to Carmel and stay a few days before heading back home. One time, we even drove halfway across the country to visit my brother when he lived in Oklahoma. That trip was filled with so many happy memories and laughter. The best part was when I took her to the, we went to the zoo, my brother, myself, and Grandma went to the Oklahoma Zoo, and I told her that emus couldn't walk backwards. She didn't believe me, so there Grandma was leaning over the wooden fence trying to poke an emu with her cane. And it was running itself into the corner of its enclosure, but it didn't walk backwards. It's moments like these that make you appreciate everything that your grandparents did for you and the memories that you've made along the way. That is why I am grateful my parents have moved to Iowa so my girls can build such valuable memories with their grandparents. I'm so lucky to have, had Grandma Nita meet their great-granddaughters, Barbara and Frances. My daughters might not remember Nita's as the years pass, but I will always remember the smile Grandma had on her face every time she saw them. I will remember how she would tell me how beautiful and precious her little great-grandbabies were. I will always remember how she would often remind me how proud she was of me and my accomplishments. Those are the memories that hold a special place in my heart.
Thank you for sharing those words with us. Nita's mortal remains have been laid to rest at East Lawn Memorial Park in Sacramento, California, to await the great day of resurrection. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. Reading from Holy Scripture, John 14, reminding us of the fact that with Jesus there are no empty promises. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The word of the Lord. Our next hymn sums up well why Nita enjoyed coming to worship with her church family to be fed by the word of our Lord. to Yunita's family and to her friends, God's grace, mercy, and peace, may it overflow in you and through you. Just to echo your words about her cooking, it's one of the reasons why I enjoyed visiting her. She would feed me every time, even though that's not what I was asking for, but definitely echo, she was a good cook. And that's one of the reasons that the words from Luke 10 were chosen for her victory service. We hear these words. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." These are God's words. It's not that Martha was doing something wrong necessarily. It was just more so the timing of what she was doing. I mean, the Lord Jesus himself was visiting these two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Martha wanted to be a good host, and good hosts, especially at that time, would prepare a meal for their guests. But again, it's the Lord Jesus himself, and they knew who he was and is, and Mary was taking the time to listen to the Lord Jesus. I mean, what a moment. So again, it wasn't that she was doing something wrong necessarily, and so that's why we can say Nita was both cook and listener. She was one who would prepare nicely for her guests, her family, and friends. But in the big scheme of things, more importantly, she was a listener to the one thing needful. There's a hymn verse in one of the hymnals that we use regularly for our worship that kind of sums up that attitude of listening and why and to what. "One thing's needful, Lord, this treasure, teach me highly to regard. All else, though at first give pleasure, is a yoke that presses hard. Beneath it, the heart is still fretting and striving, no true lasting happiness ever deriving. This one thing is needful, all others are vain. I count all but loss that I Christ may obtain." I mean, those words of that hymn writer do sum up Nita's life in a nutshell. And again, she was good at nearly everything she did. Now, was she a perfect person? She'd be the first to admit that no, she was not a perfect person. And another reason why she treasured coming to the house of the Lord, to recognize and admit the fact that no, Lord, I am not perfect. I do not meet up to your perfect standards. And so she would confess her sins along with all of us, and privately other sins to the Lord. She could do so knowing that she was assured of the Lord's forgiveness, not because she was close to living a perfect life, which she could not live, but rather because the one she listened to and believed in by the grace of God lived a perfect life, Jesus her Savior. And so publicly, in worship, she would hear words of absolution as if her Lord herself were saying to you, "Nita, you are forgiven. God's mercies are new every day towards you as well." And privately, when she would talk to the Lord and confess her sins, she could be assured of the same words, "You are forgiven. God's mercy is new every morning." And with that forgiveness, that faith that she was given in her Lord and Savior, all the more she was willing and wanted to listen to the word of her Savior. to be comforted all the more in the peace that only He can offer through sins forgiven, and knowing that the things of this life are temporary. They are gifts from the Lord. Family, beautiful gift from the Lord. Employment, another gift from the Lord. The ability to purchase a house. And they, here in Fir Oaks, had a beautiful backyard. And enjoy time with family in that backyard. And the time that she was able to enjoy the rose garden and read and meditate in that rose garden. And so many precious opportunities here on earth. But what Anita also recognized about all those precious opportunities and gifts, they're temporary. And so how important it is then to listen to the voice of the Lord that not only is for this life, but also for the life to come. And so Anita could relate both to Martha. There's a time to prepare and want to prepare for the guests and take care of them, but there's also a time to listen. To listen to the voice of the Lord. To be assured of her sins forgiven, to be assured that her eternity has been nailed down already. Because not only did Jesus die for her sins and the sins of the whole world, and when He declared on the cross, "It is finished," He meant it. Sin has been paid for, not so that we can live whatever lives we want, but to live lives out of thankfulness to God as He directs, and so we listen to His word. But then sealed by His resurrection from the grave, and because He lives, we too shall live. So even though Anita is not with us physically, she's always going to be with you in your heart. And one day, by the grace of God, through the gift of faith, we're going to enjoy being with her for all eternity. God be praised for that. And so how important it is to use this time wisely to be both cook, in a way, and listener. Listener, because, again, as we pointed out, this life is temporary. And why is this life temporary? Well, we heard earlier, the wages of sin is death. We can't escape it. It's all around us. And we have to face our own one day, whether we like to think about that or not. Not that we have to live in fear of that, the Lord says, but that we are mindful that because of sin in the world, there is death. And trials and tribulations. Anita endured trials and tribulations. But the Lord also, through Scripture, as we listen to His voice, reminds us that we're going to go through those trials and tribulations. And Anita had a lot of character. And the Lord promised that sufferings produces character. But with a purpose. Those sufferings that produce perseverance and character produced hope. A hope that could not be taken away from her. You know, she had hoped, Patty, that while she was at your house, that she could come back to California. But there was a greater hope that she also relied on. And the Lord made good on that hope. So she didn't have to wrestle, and you didn't have to wrestle with that decision with her. The Lord took her to her ultimate home, her heavenly home, where no more trials and tribulations are impacting her, where she can cook to her full intent. But she really doesn't need to, because the Lord is the one who's prepared the meal. But now she can continue to listen to the Lord's voice without distraction. God be praised for that. And so the example that she set for you as a mother and a grandmother, as a friend, God help you treasure those examples and put them into practice so that you can carry on her legacy to the next generation. How important that is. To pass on, especially that one thing needful, that Anita, by God's grace, confessed as her very own and shared with you and with us. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. It was not taken away from Nita. And that's why we can celebrate this victory service. The victory that was given to her and to all who by God's grace confess him as Lord and Savior. May we remember that as we get caught up in the distractions and trials and worries of this life. Remember that they are temporary. They matter at the time, but in the big scheme of life, they're temporary, fleeting. And God can use those things to remind us of the bigger picture, of that which lasts beyond this life and into eternity. Wisdom's highest, noblest treasure, Jesus, can be found in you. Let me find in you my pleasure, make my will and actions true. Humility there and simplicity reigning, in paths of true wisdom my steps ever training. If I learn from Jesus this knowledge divine, the blessing of heavenly wisdom is mine. Again, think that of all that Nita was able to do, how she lived her life overall. If I learn from Jesus this knowledge divine, the blessing of heavenly wisdom is mine. She could travel the world and do so not in fear, but with joy, appreciating God's creation, enjoying the friends that God had put in her life, knowing that if something were to happen, she knew where she was going. And we know where she's at. May the Lord God use that truth to bring you peace today and in the days to come. Nita, indeed, was both a cook, a fine cook, and a great listener. To God be the glory. Amen. You're welcome to join in a confession of faith that Nita was led to confess about the God of the Bible. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. Remember especially our loved one Nita, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and received as your dear child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving her to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We praise you for your love in Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, and neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
As you now go on your way, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
One more song.
To sum up the hope and the victory that Nita and all of us really have been given by our Lord Jesus Christ. To all of you, thank you for being here today to celebrate this victory service, to help bring comfort to the family. Please stay as long as you are able and discuss the memories. Thank you.